Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Good morning on this Monday. I'm Jeff Dankert. We'll be following the case in the suburbs of a Joliet police officer who's been accused in connection with a traffic crash that killed a Berwyn police officer yesterday. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya is following that for us this morning.
Officials say 33-year-old Berwyn officer Charles Schauer and 35-year-old Joliet police officer Aaron Zilka had been southbound on I-55 at Route 30 yesterday morning when their SUV hit a truck that had been involved in a previous crash. State police say Zilka was behind the wheel and is now charged with drunk driving. She suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Schauer, an officer in Berwyn for the last 10 years, was dead at the scene. Purple bunting hangs over the entrance to the Berwyn police station, and the American flag flies at half staff. In Berwyn, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We'll see a number of observances and events today marking the life of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Reverend and Rainbow Push founder Jesse Jackson's hosting his annual scholarship breakfast at the Hyatt Regency downtown. Governor Pritzker will take part in the City Year MLK Day of Service. We're working to get more information about a story developing since you went to bed last night. Chicago police questioning a person in the deadly stabbing of a relative at a home near Randolph and Damon in Westtown. Medical examiners say the victim, 74-year-old James Tate, died at Stroger Hospital. A Cook County judge threw the book at a teenager accused of swiping the iPhone of a CTA rider near the Southport Brown Line stop last week.
The judge denied bail for 19-year-old Mehled Jackson during a hearing yesterday. He's accused of battery and robbery in connection with the theft of a cell phone of a 55-year-old CTA Brown Line passenger Thursday evening. At the time of the robbery, Jackson was on GPS monitoring for a pending domestic battery case and probation for a theft case. During the hearing, the Tribune reports, Judge David Navarro said the 19-year-old Jackson has the criminal background of someone much older. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
For the first time in a decade, the president of the Illinois Senate is not Democrat John Cullerton. Senators yesterday elected Oak Park Democrat Don Harmon as the new leader of the upper chamber. This follows Cullerton's decision to retire after 40 years in the legislature. Harmon spoke to lawmakers later and made note of the latest corruption investigation swirling around the Capitol and Chicago's city council.
60 years ago, John F. Kennedy said, "No responsibility of government is more fundamental than the responsibility of maintaining the highest standard of ethical behavior for those who conduct the public business."
A guy from central Indiana might want to schedule a less exciting vacation after rangers had to rescue him from Yellowstone National Park. Authorities say 55-year-old Dave Christensen rappelled down a canyon last week and could not climb back out. He'd left his rope to pick up a backpack he'd dropped. He was not hurt, but he was sighted.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.